Hey everyone, I hope you enjoy the episode today. I did want to add a couple of disclaimers for this episode. First, we were pretty sick when we recorded this, at least Joy and I were. And so if we seem a little bit off, that is why. Additionally, I did want to also give the disclaimer that Faith does reference spoilers for something that happens during the main game that's not in this tutorial. So if you don't want to be spoiled by anything that could be brought up, then I would recommend that you pass on this particular episode. Otherwise, hope you enjoy it, and let's jump in.
Gentlemen, hello fellow kids. My name is Faith, and with me is my magical sister Joy and our dad.
Hello.
Hello there. Joy, I'm so happy you could join us here at the kids' table.
I'm really happy to be here. We will be your host for the episode.
Here at the Game Table Podcast, we look at board, card, and other tabletop games. We play them a lot, so we at least kind of know what we're talking about. And then we came here to tell you all about them and let you decide if it would be a big fit for you and your table.
Today, we are going to be discussing the game Kids Chronicles Quest for the Moonstones. Designed by David Cicerel. Artwork by, and I apologize in advance, Matuz Kamada, Marie Nesterova, and Shannon Tornchuren. Shannon Tornchuren Street. Sorry, Shannon. Published by Lucky Duck Games. Girls, are we ready to jump in?
Yes!
All right, girls. First, I have a question for you. Do you have a favorite adventure?
Yes.
Joy, why don't you go first? Because you're newer to the podcast.
My favorite adventure is when we went to the beach.
Oh, that is fun. What was your favorite part about going to the beach?
I had fun that they were houses on the beach, and we got to stay in one. And I also had fun that our uncles and aunts were there.
Yeah, we did have a lot of family there, didn't we?
Yes.
This was all of Mommy's brothers and sisters, right?
Yes.
So, Joy, did you find anything on the beach when we went on that vacation?
Yes, I found lots of shells, and Mom found a starfish.
That was pretty cool. I know that you spent a lot of time looking for those shells, and you found a bunch of them.
I know. I'm a great shell finder.
You are. I think we found, what, 5 or 6 bucketfuls?
Yeah.
Maybe I found more than that.
Whoa!
Maybe even 10.
It was a lot.
Maybe 100.
I remember when Gigi it wasn't Mom, it was Gigi. Gigi found the starfish, but it was alive. It was almost alive.
Whoa. It was almost alive? What does that mean?
It was like its tentacles were tickling her hand, but it was basically dead.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was almost dead.
Gotcha. Well, that was a really fun time, Joy. That's a great choice. Faith, do you have an adventure that is one of your favorites?
For my first day of school in second grade, Mom had me write about an adventure with Dog Dog, and I really had a fun time doing that.
Now, who is your Dog Dog?
Dog Dog is my best friend.
Yeah, he's a stuffed animal, isn't he?
Yeah.
And how long have you had Dog Dog?
Since I was a baby.
Yeah, so it's really cool that you've had this fun friend pretty much your entire life, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, tell me about your adventure.
So it wasn't really an adventure. I was just writing about it. But I really had a very fun time, like, using my imagination to, like, use all of my imagination and my brain and my smartness and, yeah, everything. Okay.
in my imagination that helped me.
You like writing adventures?
Yes.
Nice. I think that's great too.
Like a book? Like I plan to be a story writer. That's my top list. The other ones are down, but I plan to be a story writer, and that's at the top of the list.
Faith, I think that's a great fit for you, and I know that you love reading books.
And I love using my imagination.
Yes, you do, and you are so creative, and I'm really excited to see what kind of stories you come up with. Well, girls, that's a lot of fun. So I asked that question because this game is all about going on an adventure, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of like for Merlin the Magician?
Yes, that's right. We go on adventures for Merlin, who is in this game, and we are all sorcerer apprentices. So we're going to take a minute and talk through how to play this game. So this game is very adventure focused. You are acting as students of Merlin in this world of summer. There's two sides to the board. There's a summer side and a winter side. And as you're going through this game, there's different missions that you'll go on. The game is also tied to an app. So you have the actual physical contents of the game. There's a board. There's cards, but on these cards, whether they're item cards or character cards, they have QR codes. And so within the app, you scan the QR codes and it will engage the item, or it will engage the location, or it'll engage the character, and you can interact with that character much like you would any video game. It's very much a try and figure out what's going on. There's little puzzles, there's clues that you're trying to put together. And so you go around this world to the various locations, trying to put together the different pieces of what you're trying to do and find. When you get to a new location for the first time, or if you need to go and revisit, the app is going to give you 5 seconds to prepare. One player is going to take the app and move the tablet all around in a 360-degree circle. They can see the camera change what they're seeing as they move the tablet around. They might find characters, they might find items, and they're yelling out what these things look like. And the other players at the table are trying to figure out which cards match what the player's describing. Once they are done, they have the opportunity to reconvene, and they can talk about what they found and how that might connect to the overall story. You continue on until you have figured out all of the clues. You connect the pieces and the story kind of walks itself out. Once you get to the end of the adventure, it builds on to the next adventure until you get to the final adventure at the end of the game. And once that is complete, then you have won the game. Obviously, this is played over multiple playthroughs, but each mission takes about 30 to 45 minutes or so. All right, so girls, we just talked through how to play this game. My first question for both of you, was it hard to learn how to play this game?
Yes. No, it wasn't really hard because...
It was really hard because I couldn't really understand.
Yeah, so Joy, I think when we first started playing this game, I think you were 4 at the time, and you're 5 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
And I was 6 years old.
That's true, and you were 6. So I can understand how it was a little bit harder to understand. I think, but we're going to talk about how much you guys have learned this game as we've gone along. Faith, you said it wasn't that hard.
It wasn't that hard. Well, it was kind of hard. There's like bad guys that are about to do something, but you have to like think about the objects you have. And like, yeah. In the last game, I mean, like, I love the last final.
The last mission.
Because you like have to like Merlin gives you a rhyme to solve, and it like if you're not really good, I mean like it takes you like hours to do it. But if you're pretty good with riddles, then you may figure it out in, I don't know, a few minutes maybe.
Well, I want to brag on both of you because so I think there's 5 missions in the game.
Yeah, there is, because you have to find the 4 moonstones, and then there's a final mission to free the pence.
That's right. Well, so when we first started playing, I would really have to help you girls out with the rules and how to use the tablet and all of that. But you girls actually did the last mission by yourselves without me. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you did a great job, and you worked so hard to be able to figure out the riddle at the end. I remember you both working really hard and thinking through the different options, you're able to get it. One of the things that I really like about this game is that as you're going along, you two really learned how to play it really well, and that showed in that last mission. So, Joy.
What?
In this game, you know, you can search rooms, you can figure out the clues that the player is giving you.
Scan QR codes to places you think that would be a good place to go to find the clues.
That's right, deciding where to go next. You can talk to the people. What's your favorite part of the game?
I like being the one boy holding the tablet.
Okay, so you like searching the rooms then?
Yes.
Okay, and is it a lot of fun getting to spin around and trying to find all the different things that you could find in the room?
Yes, but sometimes I get dizzy.
That makes sense. Faith, what's your favorite part?
I think that I really like interacting with people and going to different places. It's fun just meeting new people and just working through the game. So
you really like the characters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun characters in this game, that's for sure.
How do you feel with this game, Dad?
I really like this game. I will be honest, I am not the best when it comes to solving mysteries.
Me too.
I think you actually do a really good job, Faith.
I kind of do.
You worked really hard to figure out. I think there were several times where you're like, oh, I know what needs to happen next. And so you really took charge. And I thought that was really cool. But even not being someone who does a good job of solving mysteries, I thought it was really fun. I think I had a lot of fun playing with you girls and being able to think through the different options, but also allowing you two to kind of take the lead and figure out where we were going to go on this adventure. So I really appreciate the freedom that this game offers for that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think my favorite part, if I were to pick a part of the game, is that I really like the vast options. There's many characters. There's a lot of items. And so it doesn't feel like the game is just repeating the same thing over and over again. It really feels like the world is fleshed out and that there's lots of things to interact with.
I really like the purple cat, how you like reach out to him and yeah, just how you like, you can reach out to him, but sometimes there's like, you can't listen to them right now and you have to like figure it out on your own. But I really like that he's like a guide.
Yeah, it is cool to have a guide, especially a fun purple cat, which is really
cool.
And I also like that sometimes the game makes you have to figure it out for yourself. Is there anything, and Faith, we'll start with you this time. Is there anything about this game that you don't like?
What I don't like is when there's like a bad thing happening, but you have no idea what to do.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, the game kind of goes at your pace, so if you need to take some time to figure it out, then it's not going to like rush ahead and make you just automatically lose. But I agree that there are times where you can kind of feel stuck.
But you have to you have to think of something very, very quick. Because like in the last battle, there was like, I don't know which one this was, but there was like this guy who wanted to be more powerful than Merlin. And he had this little bag, but it was like, you can't call for him that purple cat, whatever his name is. For now, you have to figure it out by yourself. And it was like, it's like pushing you to go really, really fast. Like, think about it, because he was like about to set the castle on fire. It's like, da da da. You have to think very, very fast. It's like pushing you to do like very, very fast at sometimes, but mostly it goes like slow and let you think about it. But what I'm saying is like, sometimes it goes like super duper fast and I'm like, I can't keep up.
That makes sense. Yeah. Joy, is there anything about the game you don't like?
I don't really have anything that I don't like about the game. I really loved it when we played it. I didn't really have anything that I didn't like about the game.
So Faith, you mentioned earlier about player interaction and the way that this game has that. Do you feel like when one player is working the tablet and the other players are at the table trying to find the cards, is everybody engaged?
No, I think everybody is very connected in this game. And yeah.
Okay, so you never felt bored during this game?
No, just sometimes when it takes a really long time.
When we get stuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get bored.
Joy, do you ever get bored during this game?
When I'm looking for the cards, I kind of get bored just looking for them.
Do you get a little overwhelmed maybe looking at all the different options?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's go ahead and move into our final thoughts and grading for this game. Okay.
What does that mean?
When we grade the game, we tell people how much we like it. So kind of like with Mommy's Food, what we're going to do, our rating system for the kids table is going to be, if you absolutely love this game, you're going to give it 2 thumbs up. If you thought it was a good game, but you didn't think it was the best game, you're going to give it 1 thumb up. If you think the game is just okay, then you're going to give it a sideways thumb. If you think the game was bad but not terrible, we're going to do 1 thumb down. And last, if you thought this was the worst game ever, 2 thumbs down. So let's start with Joy. Joy, what grade do you give this game?
I love it very much.
You're giving it 2 thumbs up. I can see you doing it. Good job, girly.
2 thumbs up.
Nice. And I will give this game 1 thumb up. Yeah, I think this game is really good. I think that it does a lot of fun things. It really takes the kids through the game and the adventure really well. For me, I would like a little bit more. And also,
what do you mean?
Well, so I feel like a lot of the game is scanning the QR codes.
Why?
Because once you've scanned the code and you're looking around the room, there's not a whole lot else to do. But there is some, like, you're still going through the story and you're still trying to figure out what's going on. I think being able to move the pieces and being able to do the things on the board. And in this game, it's more of a just talk it out, more of a escape room light kind of game.
What does that mean?
So an escape room is where you're trying to solve the puzzles to be able to escape.
Okay.
All right. Girls, any other thoughts about this game?
No, I think it is really fun playing with you. I think it's super fun.
I agree, Joy. That is always my favorite part of gaming, is being able to play with you.
What I think is that we really interact with this game and love to touch and feel it. Like, not like when
you,
I say,
do you like the art? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I love the art, how they like made the characters look so real, and yeah.
There's a very fun style for the artwork, I agree. And I also really like the detail that's given to the artwork on the board itself. Faith, do you like the summer side or the winter side better?
The winter side.
You like the winter side too.
There was this time where somebody in the last one, there was this time where you went to the dragon's cave and he like sent you to the winter time, but you can come back.
Mm.
You were on the
summer
side.
So many things about the last story.
But then you flipped it over and you were on the winter side. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Hey, folks, I just wanted to jump back in and add a few more thoughts. The girls were a little bit more antsy today, I shall say, and wanted to go ahead and get their thoughts and let them go. And then I figured to come back in and add a few more things. So first, I want to say that I want to acknowledge the publisher, Lucky Duck Games. Lucky Duck, in my mind, does a fantastic job with their games. One, of putting out good content, but also putting out good content without breaking a massive price point. Most of the games that I've seen them do come in at a relatively good price point, quality game mechanics, as well as game components. With this one, obviously it's just cards for the most part as far as components go, but the artwork is done really well. And even with a massive QR code on each card, the artwork still sings wonderfully. So just props to Lucky Duck Games. Some of their other games that they have been involved in Chronicles of Crime, which is the more gamer, like adult gamer version of this game that we did reviewed here today. Tidal Blades, Flamecraft, which I know is massively popular, and a few others as well. So they're not new by any means. They've been around for a little while, and I really like their work. So in addition to the base game, which has, like we talked about, the five missions that you can go on along with a tutorial, there is in the app downloadable content that to continue to add more to the game itself if you want to make that extra purchase. It adds a new adventure that you do over multiple missions. I think it's two or three or something like that. Additionally, I believe they are coming out with a standalone game this year, or I think it's just dropped maybe a couple weeks ago, Kids Chronicles, The Old Oak Prophecy. So it looks like, just like with Chronicles of Crime, they're going to keep building out new adventures for you to go on. I know I only gave this one thumb up. For me, again, I don't know. I mean, I like doing the mystery solving thing and the escape game kind of feeling, all that. For me, I don't know. It's okay. In a tabletop form, I like them and I try them a lot. I'm really not good at them. That's the only really reason that I gave it one thumb instead of two. I really think most kids are going to take this and run with it. I think that they will love being able to be the ones to figure it out. Anyone who can turn on a tablet can definitely operate this game. And it's really a easy game for the family to pull out and play together. Price point on the main game is $20. I think that's an easy steal for time with your kids. I really think that's an easy entry point to be able to get in, have multiple plays, easily accessible. And it's something that when we were going through it, that's all the kids wanted to do, was go through those missions. And sometimes they can take a little bit longer, just depending on how well the kids were doing and how much I felt like helping them out. Overall, I think I definitely got my money's worth for the price of entry. But yeah, I think that's it. I'll go ahead and toss it back over to the girls and we'll do our wrap up and wrap up the episode. But yeah, again, highly recommend it. I know the girls had a great time. I did too. I think it's definitely a worthwhile investment if you're into the adventuring mystery thing. All right, girls. Well, I think it's about time to wrap this up.
I just want to thank you for joining us today.
If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the episode description. Additionally, we have a Discord. Just click the link in the episode description and you can join the conversation.
If you please take a moment, it would be amazing if you could give our podcast a 5-star review. Also, please subscribe so you are always up to date on the newest episode releases. This heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast.
Special thanks for Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder, that's mom, who made the music.
Join us next week as Ian and I are joined by Julia and Anna to discuss the newest train game, Ticket to Ride Legacy. We are excited for Julia to make her debut and to discuss a highly anticipated addition to an already majorly successful line of games. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experience at the table be ones to remember forever. Woo! Good job, girls.